listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Good afternoon, radio listeners. Welcome from the Encouragers, Reverend Barbara Coleman and Minister David Michael. We are on the air every Saturday at 3 p.m., bringing words of encouragement from the Holy Bible for everyday life. Please continue to listen in and be blessed. Our Father, who art in heaven, all-powerful, all-knowledgeable, everywhere at the same time, please forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. I thank you for this opportunity to preach your word from the Holy Bible. May what I say be helpful to someone and pleasing to you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. My topic for today is Trust in God for Everything, Part 2. My scripture is Matthew 6, 25 through 34. My text is Matthew 6, 25, which states, Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor yet for your body, what you shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Your Heavenly Father knows you have need of these things. These necessary things, food and raiment. He knows our wants better than we do ourselves. Though he be in heaven and his children on earth, he observes what the least and the poorest of them has occasion for. Revelation 2:9. I know thy poverty. You think if such a good friend did not but know your wants and difficulties, you will soon have relief. Your God knows them, and he is your Father that loves you and pities you and is ready to help you. Your Heavenly Father, who has wherewithal to supply all your needs. Away, therefore, with all disquieting thoughts and cares. Go to thy Father. Tell him he knows that thou hast need of such and such things. He asks you, children, have you any meat? Tell him whether you have or have not. Though he knows our wants, he will know them from us. And when we have opened them to him, let us cheerfully refer ourselves to his wisdom, power, and goodness for our supply. Therefore, we should ease ourselves of the burden of care by casting it upon God, because it is he that careth for us. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. If you have greater and better things to take thought about, the life of your soul, your eternal happiness, that is the one thing needful, Luke 10:42, about which you should employ your thoughts, and which is commonly neglected in those hearts wherein worldly cares have the superior position. If we were but more careful to please God and to work out our own salvation, we should be less careful to please ourselves and work out an estate in this world. Thoughtfulness for our souls is the most effectual cure of thoughtfulness for the world. You have a surer and easier, a safer and more concise way to obtain the necessaries of this life than by worrying and caring and fretting about them, and that is by seeking first the kingdom of God and making religion your business. Say not that this is the way to starve. No, it is the way to be provided for, even in this world. The great duty required is the sum and substance of our whole duty. Seek first the kingdom of God. Man religion as your great and principal concern. Our duty is to seek to desire, pursue, and aim at these things. We must mind heaven as our end and holiness as our way. Seek the comforts of the kingdom of grace and glory as your happiness. Aim at the kingdom of heaven. Press towards it. Give diligence to make it sure. Resolve not to take up short of it. Seek for his glory, honor, and immortality. Prefer heaven and heavenly blessings far before earth and earthly delights. Secondly, seek first the kingdom of God. Let your care for your souls and another world take the place of all other cares, and let all the concerns of this life be made second to those of the life to come. The gracious promise added, all these things, the necessary supports of life, shall be added unto you, shall be given over and above. You shall have what you seek, the kingdom of God and his righteousness. For never any salt in vain, that salt in earnest. And besides that, you shall have food and raiment by way of overplus. Oh, what a blessed change would it be made in our hearts and lives did we but firmly believe this truth, that the best way to be comfortably provided for in this world is to be most intent upon another world. Take no thought for the morrow, for the time to come. Be not full of concern for the future, how you shall live next year, or when you are old, or what you shall leave behind you. The morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. We must not perplex ourselves excessively about future events, because every day brings along with it its own burden of cares and grievances. As if we look about us and suffer not our fears to betray the relief which grace and reason offer, it brings along with it its own strength and supply too. Thoughtfulness for the morrow is needless. Let the morrow take thought of the things of itself. If wants and troubles be renewed with the day, there are aids and provisions renewed likewise. Compassions that are new every morning. Lamentations 3:22-23. The saints have a friend that is their arm every morning and gives out fresh supplies daily. Isaiah 33:2. According as the business of every day requires. Ezra 3:4. And so he keeps his people in constant dependence upon him. Let us refer it, therefore, to the marvelous strength, to do the marvelous work, and bear the marvelous burden. Tomorrow and the things of it will be provided for without us. Why need we anxiously care for that which is so wisely cared for already? This does not mean not to have a wise foresight and preparation accordingly, but a perplexing anxiety and a preposition of difficulties and calamities, which may perhaps never come, or if they do, may be easily borne, and the evil of them guarded against. The meaning is, let us mind present duty, and then leave events to God. Do the work of the day in its day, and then let the morrow bring its work along with it. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. This present day has trouble enough attending it. We need not accumulate burdens by anticipating our trouble, nor borrow perplexities from tomorrow's evils to add to those of this day. It is uncertain what tomorrow's evils may be, but wherever they be, it is time enough to take thought about them when they come. What a lack of good sense it is to take the trouble upon ourselves this day by care and fear, which belongs to another day, and will be never the lighter when it comes. Let us not pull that upon ourselves altogether at once, which Providence has wisely ordered to be borne by portions. The conclusion of this whole matter then is, it is the will and command of the Lord Jesus that his disciples should not be their own tormentors, nor make their passage through this world more dark and unpleasant by their apprehension of troubles than God has made it by the troubles themselves. By our daily prayers, we may get strength to bear up under our daily troubles and to arm us against the temptations that attend them. And then let none of these things move us. Jesus died on the cross for our sins, so that we may have everlasting life. Therefore, let us trust in him, because he loves us so dearly. Some listeners may not have given their lives to Christ, but want to do so. John 3:16 states, "For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." If you believe and are willing to follow Christ, then join a church that is based on the Holy Bible. Now, a breath of fresh air with Minister David Michael.
Good afternoon, my friends, and welcome to A Breath of Fresh Air with the Encourager, Minister David Michael. Today's topic is material gods. Money and possessions can do great good when they are used wisely and kept in proper perspective. Some of the great people of the Bible were very rich. Abraham, Isaac, and Solomon were perhaps the richest men in their day. God's quarrel is not with material goods, but with material gods. Materialism has become the god of too many of us. Our material possessions are elevated to the central place in our lives, and we give them the attention only God deserves. The Bible teaches that the preoccupation with material possessions is a form of idolatry, and God hates idolatry. It poisons every other phase of our lives, including our family life. The problem, the Bible says, is not with money itself, but with our love of money. The love of money is a root of all kinds of evil, according to 1 Timothy 6:10. No one can serve two masters, according to Matthew 6:24. And here is a question for your consideration. What will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? Don't allow money or anything to take God's rightful place in your life. Realize that all have violated God's divine law and fall short of his glory. But the good news is that God loves you and gives you the opportunity to come to him, acknowledge your sin, and trust him as your Lord and Savior. Will you respond to his call? Will you believe and receive? Believe Christ died for you and by faith receive him into your life. Remember, God gave his only begotten Son, Jesus, who died between two criminals, was buried in a borrowed tomb. But early on the third day he arose with all power in his hands, so that you may have everlasting life. So put God first. Trust and obey his word. And use your resources to honor God and help people. Until next time, my beloved, stay encouraged by knowing that God loves you. And when God is in it, there is no limit. Shalom.
You have been listening to Reverend Barbara Coleman and Minister David Michael, the Encouragers, bringing you words of encouragement from the Holy Bible. We hope that we have said something that was encouraging to you as you continue on your life's journey. Thank you for listening.
Hi, this is Karen Hubbard, inviting you to join me every Friday at 11 a.m. for Hidden Places, where you'll hear exciting testimonies, amazing stories, and casual conversations with believers just like you, here on WCNO 89.9 FM.